Hi, it's Paul Sackett, Good News Broadcast, speaking to Ben Kennedy. Hi, Ben, how are you?
I'm doing good, Paul. Glad to be here.
I'm glad that you are as well. I have a book that you've created called Why Is America So Fat? With a big question mark, and a picture of you, I guess. Is that you in the back of the book?
That is me on the back.
All right, well, you're not part of that American fatness, or were you part of that American fatness?
No, I've always been in pretty good shape my whole life, and you know, that's part of one of my frustrations. I think that most people should, you know, look like my picture and not the picture on the cover.
Okay.
And you know, the question that I think everybody has, you can't go out in public now without seeing a lot of people that are really overweight. And you know, why is that? I mean, the reasons were given, you know, poor diet and lack of exercise. You know, those certainly have some impact, but you know, I was living in the 70s, and there was plenty of fast food joints back then, and there's plenty of people, you know, buying beer, and I think people were just as lazy then. And yet there weren't all these fat people walking around. Well, when I started looking into it, I found the biggest difference was that people today are just using a much higher number of prescription drugs. And the thing that most people are unaware is that so many of these drugs cause weight gain as a side effect.
Well, all right. I've never heard this one.
Well, it's definitely a different reason, but I think it's time that, you know, America starts hearing some different reasons, because this stuff about, you know, poor diet and lack of exercise, it's just not solving the problem, right?
So what kind of drugs are we talking about that you think keep weight on?
Well, that's probably going to be something that surprises you, but it's really most of the best-selling drugs that you see advertised on television just about every time you turn on TV, like Lipitor. You've seen ads for Lipitor. You may even be using it yourself. It's a, you know, cholesterol medication. Pfizer sold the $8 billion of it in 2002, so there's a lot of people using this product.
Okay.
Did you have any idea that it caused weight gain as a side effect?
No idea at all.
Well, and Celebrex, there's another one I see advertised a lot. Zyrtec.
Well, these are all, let's put them in without the actual name. The stat, they're, you know, the cholesterol drugs, let's just call them like that.
Okay, well,
all of them, are you saying that there's some that are?
No, not all of them, and that's one of the points is, you know, there are alternatives. Now, when you get into classifications, it seems like almost all the antidepressants cause weight gain as a side effect, and it may have to do with their chemical makeup. But yeah, there are some drugs that are available for cholesterol that don't cause weight gain as a side effect, and that's the thing. Why is it that these drugs that do cause weight gain, why are they being pushed so much harder than the ones that aren't?
Well, let me ask you first here, because you wrote the book, Why Is America So Fat? Okay, first of all, how do you know, and I'm on, for example, I am on a statin, a cholesterol drug. How do you know, what evidence do you have that it does cause weight gain?
Well, that's the listed side effect in the physician's desk reference. So, you know, that's what they're seeing from the clinical trials. If it's in the PDR, then, you know, that's their own material. They're certainly not going to put it in there if, you know, that's not the case.
Okay.
So, you know, I basically, whenever...
I didn't notice. All right.
Yeah, well, and that's it. You know, most people, they don't read the side effects when they're given, you know, this big paper that's like in print that nobody can read without a microscope.
What is that called? The PDF? What was it?
The PDR, Physician's Desk Reference.
Physician's Desk Reference. And that is something that, like, the Federal Drug Administration makes mandatory? What is that?
Well, the testing of the drugs is mandatory, and the you know, the listed side effects. But I believe it's a private company that actually publishes it, and every doctor has one. But as far as the general public, every library has a copy of the physician's desk reference. So anybody that, you know, is using a prescription drug, if you want to find out, hey, is this why I can't lose any weight? Well, you can go to the public library, look it up, and you might be surprised. You know, you're taking something. Wow, you know, this is why the diet and the exercise didn't work for me. And that's the whole point. People can't lose weight successfully unless they know all the factors that are making them gain weight. And, you know, I've run across so many people that, you know, they try to eat better. They try to exercise. You know, some people are killing themselves exercising 7 days a week, and they're still not losing any weight. And then I would start talking to them, and they'd tell me, well, you know, I'm taking these three prescription drugs, and, you know, we'd look them up, and two of them are causing weight gain as a side effect. Well, that's, you know, that's a side effect that's almost impossible to overcome with just diet and exercise.
How is the FDA corrupt and endangers our health and well-being? The question here.
Well, There's
an answer?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have a very good question. I'll try to make it as simple and as short as I can. There's just no question that big companies, especially the pharmaceutical companies, are making immense profits from so many overweight people. And that's based on all the drugs that they create for problems like diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. All those kind of things are caused by people being overweight, correct?
Well, that's a
major cause. I think diabetes, they estimate that like 90% of it is caused by people being overweight. So if people weren't overweight, they wouldn't be able to make so much money from diabetes. And diabetes is estimated to be about $200 billion a year that is spent on just that one health problem. So anyways, the point is that these companies are making a lot of money because people are overweight. The question is it intentional? And that brings us into the corruption part of the FDA. The FDA in April of this year banned Ephedra weight loss products. Now, I specifically say Ephedra weight loss products because they did not ban all these other products with Ephedra that aren't for weight loss. Well, if something is unsafe, you know, it's like saying, okay, orange juice is unsafe. Well, you ban it all, right? You don't just pick and choose and say, okay, well, we're going to get rid of all the weight loss products, but all these cold and flu medications, they're okay. They're even okay for little kids to use, but yet it's dangerous for full-grown adults to use these Ephedra weight loss products. And that's basically what happened, and the only explanation is fraud. And the best evidence there, you know, the government's not supposed to, ban something without evidence, right? Well, as part of their official record of evidence, they actually stated a case where a woman was drunk, hit a tree at 90 miles an hour, and died. And according to the FDA, she died because of she was using a Ephedra weight loss product. I mean, come on, that's just fraud. And on the other side, all the people that studied these Ephedra weight loss products, like Harvard Medical School, Columbia University, people like Dr. Richard Kreider down at Baylor University, they all said that it's safe and effective, and it worked extremely well for weight loss. So when I see stuff like this where, the FDA is pretty much controlled by the pharmaceutical industry. Most of the doctors that work there at the FDA, they move back and forth between the pharmaceutical industry. So, my conclusion is the pharmaceutical industry is behind the Ephedra ban. Well, why were they so desperate to get these effective weight loss products off the market? Well, apparently they make so much money on people being overweight, they don't want anybody to lose weight. That's my conclusion, and I think the evidence justifies that conclusion.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Well, oh, it is sad.
So, it's a good news broadcast, and I try to be trusting and as can be, but, and I am trusting as can be. So this is sad to hear what you're saying, right?
Yeah, that basically.
But you think it would be sad to hear what your premise is here?
I understand that completely. I think people should be sad. In fact, it bothered me to have to write the book and expose so much fraud and corruption in my federal government. You know, I'm proud to be an American, but I can't say I'm very proud of the FDA at this point. And, the good news is that it's not mandatory for any of us to, be on any prescription drugs. Although, I have some questions that they may want to take us down that road. And the good news is that people can still make their own decisions on their health care, but they need to get the right information. So hopefully, I'm getting out there some information that people aren't hearing, just like that certain prescription drugs do cause weight gain. Then they can make a decision, hey, is this drug really the best for, my health care?
Okay. This book is dedicated to God of all creation, who gave us such incredible bodies to inhabit while we exist in this present world. Let me ask you another question here. Why diet and exercise programs fail to yield long-term weight loss? So what should people do?
Why do diets and exercise fail to produce
long-term weight
loss? Well, see, I don't think that they do. I'm an example of, I've been on a good diet, and I've lifted weights basically my whole life, and I have about 8% body fat, but I'm not taking any prescription drugs. I think when you're able to identify all the factors that are causing you to gain weight, and you're able to eliminate all the ones then you will be successful in losing weight. And that's what I'm trying to do with this book, is tell people, look, there may be some factors you've never heard of before, like all these prescription drugs that are causing you to gain weight. The other side of it is you may need to understand that when people are making money off of you being overweight, how much are they really going to help you to lose weight when it's going to hurt their pocketbook? That, unfortunately, is the society that we live in today. A lot of people are only motivated by money. So you need to get the right information, make the right decisions, and then you'll be a lot healthier.
Genetics, how does that play into
it? I think it has no factor whatsoever, or very little. And the best evidence there is, go back and look. I'm a historian myself. I love the Civil War. When I look at pictures of the Civil War, everybody's skinny. So how is it that 2-3 generations later, the grandsons and great-grandsons and daughters of the same people, you know, are twice the size? That can't be heredity. It has to be something else. And, you know, environmental factors, sure, diet and nutrition play a part, but I'm somebody, I could eat fast food every day for a month and lose weight. Well, part of it is, you know, I expend enough calories through weight training, but I think it also would prove that fast food is not as much of a factor as it's being blamed to be. There are greater environmental influences like these prescription drugs that are much more of a factor. I was going to say, the best evidence that I have that that's the case is that statistically obesity has doubled in the last 20 years. From 1980 to 2000, it went from 15% of the population to 30% of the population. It's going to be 40% by 2008. Over that same period of time, I've got another graph in the book that's almost identical, and it's prescription drug spending. I just don't think that's a coincidence. The more prescription drugs have increased in the society, so has the obesity rate. I think there's a direct tie.
You know, you are also a poet, right?
Well, I try to be.
You got a nice poet, a poem related to food and health and anything you can share with us in that? poetry, or you're a political poet.
Well, right. Most of my poems are pretty serious, and some of them, there's a lot of things that make me sad about this country. You know, I had another, kind of put me on the spot trying to think of poems. Sometimes I'll spend days writing a poem.
Poet too, though, so I'm
well, and that's really what my book is, more political than it is about health, because unfortunately politics, I think, is adversely affecting this country to where we have, you know, more fat people than any country in the history of the world.
And you blame politics to a degree in this regard?
Well, absolutely. Again, the best evidence there is that they eliminated a viable weight loss product. You know, the reason I'm doing a lot of these interviews is because so many people are asking the same question as me. Hey, why are so many fat people around? I mean, why would you eliminate a viable weight loss product on this ridiculous evidence that they had that it was unsafe? I mean, they couldn't even prove that one person ever died, and yet aspirin, for instance, has been proven to kill over 80,000 people a year, and it's considered to be completely safe. And then we can go on stuff like alcohol that, you know, kills a couple hundred thousand people outside of drunken driving. They're not trying to ban alcohol or aspirin, so why would you ban these weight loss products? I think it just boils down to greed and corruption.
Okay, Ben, the man who has to say what he feels is inside of him, and I appreciate that. That's always important, and the important thing in we're lucky because we can all then make our decisions based upon our own beliefs and how we want to move life forward. But the book is called Why Is America So Fat? And Ben Kennedy, he also has a website called politicalpoet.com, and you have a website, whyisamericasofat.com.
Why is America so fat? And if your listeners will type in vitamin, the coupon code, they'll get a free multivitamin with the book.
Oh, okay, great. All right, Ben, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Paul. I appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.